A better way to rid waterways of harmful PCBs could be on the way. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Upal Ghosh, professor in the Department of Chemical, Biochemical, and Environmental Engineering at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, discusses this breakthrough.
PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, are flame retardant chemicals that were used widely in transformers and other industrial processes. Scientists have established that a natural process called microbial dechlorination can break down PCBs. However, PCBs continue to persist in the environment. Why? For a long time, scientists didn't really know. As a result, ironically, the Hudson River site where microbial dechlorination was first documented by scientists nearly 30 years ago had to be cleaned up by relocating sediments to a landfill at a cost of $1 billion. However, our recent work helps make it possible to rid waterways of dangerous PCBs more effectively and at a much lower cost. We used a novel sampling technique to measure for the first time the microbial dechlorination rate of PCBs at low water concentrations, and we demonstrated that it's possible to predict the rate of dechlorination in sediments. We showed that low dissolved concentrations of PCBs within sediments is the main bottleneck for growth of the organisms that break down PCBs. This new understanding allowed us to translate the technology to the field. We engineered around the growth bottleneck by adding large numbers of these organisms, which had been grown in the lab, to sediments in the field. In our recent pilot scale and full scale field projects, we are demonstrating the feasibility of using this technique to clean up PCB contaminated sites. Coming nearly 30 years after the discovery of microbial dechlorination of PCBs, these recent innovations in science and engineering could finally enable us to remove these persistent and dangerous compounds from the environment.
That was Upal Ghosh of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.